It's the trial of the century. This is Geoff Parrish. Politically speaking, it's the trial of the century, at least in these parts. Granted, it hasn't been much of a century yet. The trial in question began Monday in the central Washington town of Wenatchee, to settle, once and for all, who was elected governor of Washington in November 2004, Democrat Christine Gregoire or Republican Dino Rossi. Chelan County Judge John Bridges and the inevitable appeal to the state Supreme Court to follow are unlikely to succeed. We'll never know who really won in an election decided, so far, by a margin of 129 out of nearly 3 million votes. The whole exercise seems faintly ridiculous, but there's no denying that the stakes are high. Politicos across the country are watching this trial, and not simply because a blue state's governorship is up for grabs. The trial represents a different and disturbing trend in how to handle unnaturally close elections, litigate the heck out of them. The temptation, at this point, is to get lost in the legal minutiae of the trial. Will Bridges consider Republican allegations of electoral fraud when such allegations haven't been part of the Republican case to date? If so, can the Republicans make such charges stick when they admit that the charges are based solely on circumstantial evidence? In the end, none of this should matter, because the case does not belong in court, and it does not belong, as Republicans desire, back on the ballot in November 2005. If it did, every close election would be decided not by a counting of the votes, but by protracted court proceedings and dueling lawyers. Here's a handy rule. The richer attorneys are getting, the less likely it is that the will of the voters is being carried out. Imagine the havoc in 2000 if Bush v. Gore had gone to the courts 6 months after W. took office. Imagine the potential for underhanded dirty tricks. Imagine the massive distraction it would have posed to the governance of the country. As flawed as Florida's 2000 election was, the solution was to do exactly what Washington State did in 2004, count the votes, all of them, carefully, and then install the winner. Voters support this. Public support for a revote has declined sharply in the last 4 months, not so much because the public backs Gregoire or even accepts as fair the outcome of the election. Instead, most of us want to put the election behind us and get on with the business of the state. Judge Bridges' threshold for overturning the election or ordering a revote should be very high. It can't be enough for the Republicans to demonstrate statistical probabilities or election counting incompetence. Republicans should have to demonstrate that Rossi won so convincingly that no other future forum could conceivably reverse the outcome again. With a margin of so few votes the first 3 times they were counted, that task is nearly inconceivable. Is that fair? No. But in an election, somebody's got to win and somebody's got to lose, and the state has an interest in determining the outcome quickly as well as accurately. With 3 counts of the votes, including one by hand, Washington State did as much as one could reasonably expect to ensure accuracy. In that final hand recount, the Democrats were more effective at turning up discounted votes than the Republicans. It's not a perfect system, but both sides play by the same rules, and Gregoire prevailed. This court case is ridiculous. Throw the Republicans' lawsuit out, let Gregoire govern, and let her defend herself in the ballot box in 3 years. Once and for all, she won the 2004 election. From KBCS, for the Pacifica Network, this is Geoff Parrish.